The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
As the world grapples with this new COVID-19 variant Omicron, confirmation of two cases in New South Wales has the government on high alert. To explain more about the strain and how serious it is infectious disease physician Professor Paul Griffin. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And now, so first of all, what can you tell us about how Omicron differs from the other variants?
So what we know is that it's different in terms of its genetic sequence. It's got quite a few mutations, and the reason everyone's concerned about this one is a lot of those mutations are in the spike protein. So that's the part of the virus that uses to attach to our cells, but also the part of the virus that we get protected by being vaccinated against, and also that a lot of our antibody therapies, for example, target that same part. So the concern is if that changes significantly, then maybe our antibodies from being vaccinated might not work quite so well. But the most important thing to point out is right now we have no evidence to suggest that's actually going to be the case. We find these genetic changes and then we make sure we investigate to work out what it means, but we haven't done that yet, so that's all happening now.
So there's a lot that is unknown at the moment. There's a chart in the West Australian today which shows how quickly this new variant has started to spread around the world. Is that a major worry?
Look, in some ways it might be, but I think it reflects where we're up to in the pandemic, in that so many countries are permitting international travel, and so that's restored to a degree, as evidenced by how quickly this has moved around. But the numbers are still very low. It's not like we've seen widespread transmission in those countries. We've seen relatively small numbers of imported cases on the whole. So, you know, that needs to be carefully observed, but again, doesn't reflect that this is perhaps any nasty or any more likely to take over than what we knew before that.
Mm. And I guess at this early stage, what do we know about how dangerous it is?
Very little, in fact. We're getting some early anecdotal reports, and you know, we need to take all of these with a grain of salt, but there have been some reassuring reports that the more severe disease is still occurring in the unvaccinated. And what people have to remember is even if our vaccine protection is very significantly reduced, which hasn't been demonstrated yet, it's still going to give us some protection. So if people are wondering what they can do now to be prepared, well, of course, it's go out and get vaccinated. Get your primary vaccination if you haven't already, and get your booster if you haven't done that. And that's going to mean we're as protected as we can be while we get that further information.
Well, talking about the vaccine, Pfizer and the other companies have said they're already examining Omicron, seeing how their vaccines work against it. And Pfizer have said they can adapt their mRNA vaccine within 6 weeks and start shipping batches of an updated version within 100 days. I guess, what is the process for these big pharmaceutical companies in testing their vaccines against a new variant like this?
Well, there's a range of tests we do, but the most important one is some testing that can be done in the laboratory just to see how well the current antibodies from the vaccine neutralise or sort of block this vaccine in the laboratory, this virus, sorry, in the laboratory. If that is significantly reduced, then, as you say, they can very quickly basically just put that new sequence into their existing platform, do that same sort of laboratory testing, and if it shows that blocking is as high as it was with the existing vaccine and the previous strains, we can switch to using that vaccine very quickly. We definitely don't need to repeat all the clinical trials because we know the platform itself, that mRNA technology that's used, is safe and effective. So if we need to tweak it, we can do that very quickly.
And is this pretty much what you expected to see from the pandemic? Variants emerge, vaccines being tweaked, and it kind of continues on like that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is exactly what we knew would come. And, you know, if we show the protection from the vaccine this time around is still very good and we don't need to change, well, that is still likely to happen at some stage. And, you know, the way we combat emerging variants is to reduce the pool of susceptible hosts in the population. And, of course, by doing that, you know, what I mean is we get as many people vaccinated as possible. And the fact we've seen these variants emerge in that part of the world where the vaccine coverage is so low highlights the fact that we need to get the vaccine out across the board, across the whole world, to try and reduce the prospect of this happening.
And now, of course, the other sort of public health lever we have to pull when it comes to the pandemic are things like border closures, hotel quarantine, and those types of strategies. We've heard already from the federal government over the weekend that they're taking Omicron very seriously, looking at hotel quarantine, reintroducing that. I guess how much of that is just out of an abundance of caution, which is a phrase I've only started using since the pandemic started, and how much is a reflection that, you know, Omicron could be worse than Delta?
Oh, I think it is absolutely an abundance of caution. And, you know, people have reflected and thought maybe we didn't do enough to limit the spread of Delta. So we'll do a bit more this time around. And so I think it makes sense to maybe just enhance our surveillance of people returning from the countries that have this new variant. We absolutely don't need to look at things like domestic border restrictions and that sort of thing based on this. You know, I think a little bit of basic surveillance of people coming back so we find these cases and maybe isolate them so we don't introduce this into our community while we get that information is justified. But we need to not overreact. I think that's the main message right now.
Yeah, right. So until there is the data points and the weight of evidence to suggest that Omicron is any more dangerous than previous variants, there's probably no reason, in your opinion, to throw out the plans that we've already laid in place based on Delta.
Exactly right. And you know, just really reinforce the simple things that have got us in this strong position already that will still definitely help us against all of the new emerging variants. High rates of vaccination, use boosters, you know, hand hygiene, social distancing, ventilation, masks when they need them. You know, that's the stuff we really need to make sure we focus on and never get complacent, because this virus will keep throwing these sort of curveballs at us. And if we get those basics right, we'll be prepared.
Yeah, sounds pretty good advice to me. Infectious diseases physician, Professor Paul Griffin, thanks as always for being on The West Live.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.